Terry, hello. How are you doing today?
What a busy day. I know you've been busy filling in for Lisa. Let me take the first minute and a half off the top and tell you and everybody listening, if you could focus for just a minute what's going on. For starters, if you just look at the Dow, the market was down 400 points, but the S&P 500 closed at an all-time high. We're going to come back to that.
Okay.
The Fed is meeting tomorrow. Likely, there'll be no rate cut. The U.S. dollar is sinking. I just heard in the news headlines you reported, and everybody who's a subscriber to my free newsletter, I just sent it out about a half hour ago, you saw among the headlines that Redfin report that home sales were being canceled at record rates in December. Today we had news that consumer confidence slipped to its lowest level since the pandemic. What else? Gold. How about this?
Yeah.
Gold at $5,180.
That's crazy.
Today, 5,180. Silver off its highs a bit at $112 an ounce. Bitcoin doing nothing. I mean, it did have a giant rally over the last few years, but it's clearly not the substitute for the dollar. And currencies around the world in great concern. Even news that German legislators are saying, hey, you know, our gold bullion is stored at the Federal Reserve in New York, a third of anyway their central bank reserves. We might like to send a ship and take it back.
Hmm.
So the world, this is no time to be asleep at the switch. This is no time to go, well, I don't have to worry about it. Look at the markets at all-time highs. A lot's going on. A lot is conflicting. We've got some good economic news. We've got the possibility of the of tax refunds, keeping consumers going. Yet today, the Wall Street Journal headlines, for many people, those who had Obamacare policies, their health care monthly premiums are now maybe double or more than their mortgage payment. Does that offset tax refunds because they withheld taxes on tips and overtime? We don't know. And to frost the cherry on top of the frosting, there could be a partial shutdown of the government in the next couple of days, Saturday.
Pretty likely, yeah.
So this is no time to go, ooh, what do I own? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm confused. I'm not confused. I think what is happening here, and Terry, you correct me if I'm wrong, because I try and square the circle of why consumer confidence is lower than it was during the pandemic, yet the corporate earnings are coming in, they're coming in good. I mean, this has to be this K-shaped recovery, right? The upper 20% are feeling fine. They're spending a lot of money. It's driving the stock market. It's driving these companies through. And then the other 80% of the country doesn't feel good about it. They still are feeling the sticker shock from 9% inflation and the residuals of that years later, and there's just not a lot of confidence in them. I mean, that's got to be the big part of the story, right?
It's a question of jobs. We don't see high unemployment yet.
Right?
We don't see layoffs yet. As Diane Swonk, a friend and who spoke at the Executives Club Economic Forecast, said, you know, that people at the point of the K, where the top part of the K, I think about penmanship in third grade, the capital K and the little K. There was a little line up at the top and a long line pointing down. That line has moved up, and at the point where it hits the perpendicular line, there's a lot more uncertainty. So more and more people are falling into that bottom leg of the K, concerned about the cost of everything from their insurance to their food to housing, their ability to go out and buy a home. That market's going to shake loose now. It's not surprising that consumer confidence has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on the other hand, there's no doubt that we're entering into a major era of a different kind of economic growth. It's just like the Industrial Revolution. We look back, you know, from history books and realize what a change that made to farming, to everything. We also look back at the Internet Revolution. This will be equally as great, but we're caught in the middle of it, and your personal finances really matter now. Again, it's not the time to be asleep at the switch.
Yeah, and I know that some people might hear that and go, Terry is so doom and gloom about this, and I don't think that's what I'm hearing. I think it's you need to know where your horizon is to retirement. You need to know how many busts you can survive and rally back from before you need that money, right? And I think it's about knowing how to drive that car properly, Terry. She agrees with me so much, she's silent.
Doom and gloom was, what I read, the doomsday clock was, you know, set back to midnight almost. That's the doom and gloom. They're coming through this, if we make it through with our democracy intact and our country intact, I have no doubt that down the road there will be an entirely different growth economy. But right now, this is earthquake territory. And this is where it's not so important to be right as it is to be safe.
You know, when you say, though, that that's the first time I think I've heard you say if we make it on through with our democracy and all that, which I genuinely think you think we will, and I think most people think we will. But then, like, you saying that makes me not so confident in buying T-bills, right? But, well, like, I shouldn't.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. In my newsletter that I just sent out, it's free, and the two columns that are in there will be up on my website at terrysavage.com in the next couple of days. But basically, the most interesting thing has happened, and I talk about it in this newsletter. You would think that if the world were really afraid of the United States, they would stop buying our debt, and therefore interest rates would go higher. We have to sell our debt because we have to finance our deficits. We have to pay our bills. And so that's fear of inflation, fear of declining value of the dollar, which it has declined, would cause foreigners to demand higher interest rates to buy our treasuries. We haven't seen that yet. I mean, maybe we won't. This is not a cut and dried pattern here, which is why you need to be so balanced, because I can't tell you, I don't know, and nobody knows how this is going to shake out. Interestingly enough, the reason for the stock market today, the S&P at an all-time high, the Dow down primarily because of United Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change gears here. You know, last fall we were warning about Medicare Advantage. They get reimbursements from the government, they pay your bills, and they try to make a profit. They're all public companies, and as you know, for the last couple of years, I've warned about it 2 or 3 years ago, they've been dealing with, oh, well, we need to make a profit, so we're not getting you this MRI kind of a thing. Just yesterday, the government said, you know, every year we give you more to take care of these people, more money per person. And we don't think we're going to do that this year.
Yep.
The Advantage reimbursement. So, you know, they're going to cut employees. You know, they're going to be tougher on giving you access to the kind of tests and so forth that you want under your Advantage policy, which is the warning that we've been sounding. Now, we don't know how that'll shake out, but that was what
hit
the Dow.
That's what drove the stocks, yeah.
Why the Dow is down 1% and the S&P is up at all-time highs at 69.78.
You're giving me a lot to chew on, Terry, as always. We appreciate it.
Tomorrow.
Go ahead. Oh, with John Williams, right.
At noon on John Williams' show. So in my newsletter, I interviewed Eric Norland, who's the CME Group economist, talking about the economic factors behind gold and precious metals. And I got him to come on live. So tomorrow at noon, for most of the hour, I'll be on with John talking about that and more.
You're booking like Pete books for that show. It's great, Terry. Love it.
You know, it's a place to be at noon on John Williams' show, the new business hour.
For sure. TerrySavage.com. Take care, Terry.
Thank you.